The Atlanta Beltline has brought changes to the city's east side neighborhoods, but some of the new dining and shopping spots have longtime residents scratching their heads. As part of our series, Unchanging Atlanta, WABE's Kate Sweeney looks at the relationships we have with our neighborhoods once they start to go upscale.
Candler Park resident Anandi Salinas still remembers how excited she was when the residential retail hub Ponce City Market opened its doors in 2015.
I was like, oh, let's go check out Ponce City Market. And we walked over here and I needed to buy a yoga mat.
The mat she ended up buying cost $80, which is pricey to a grad student like her.
And I was like, this is the most expensive thing I've ever bought, it feels like. And I quickly felt really out of place and I just bought it and I left. And we haven't been back shopping here since.
Salinas and her husband, Tony Knuppel, still come here a lot to eat in the food court, but they don't shop here. Anandi says the stores seem to cater to a certain demographic.
Which is not us, necessarily.
And that's the issue. When neighborhoods go upscale, who are they going upscale for, if not the people who live there? This is a question that has long puzzled Sharon Zukin.
The reactions that you're getting from longtime residents of Atlanta are exactly what longtime residents are saying in cities around the world when urban amenities suddenly drop into their laps.
Zukin wrote Naked City, a book about what happens when swanky shops take over a neighborhood's retail landscape. In Zukin's native New York, the Rails to Path project, the High Line, spurred a similar crop of high-end retail and similar complaints from some residents.
Although these commercial spaces are very attractive and represent a complete turnaround, they create very expensive, somewhat exclusive spaces that longtime residents either don't want to go into or feel uncomfortable to go in.
And maybe that's because this new retail isn't meant to be everyday shopping for locals, at least not Ponce City Market. So says Kwanza Hall. He's Atlanta City Council rep for District 2.
The investment really speaks to a broader market than just the immediate community because of the types of retailers that they chose.
In other words, Ponce City Market, it was planned to be a tourist attraction. Hall says it had to be that way if it was ever to be at all. He says we forget Ponce City Market was a risky project. Developer Jamestown Properties needed tenants it knew could pay the rent in a neighborhood where property values were destined to soar.
So in light of that, they tend to target the super high-end AAA credit type lease tenants because that increases the likelihood of success.
AAA tenants, that means your $80 yoga mat stores. Namaste. Not everyone wins this upscaling story. Take Stone Soup Kitchen, one of those local restaurants where business people and neighborhood families rubbed shoulders over $5 entrees for decades. It's where NPR's David Green stopped in on one of his road trips through the country in 2009, reporting on the recession.
I'm actually here at the Stone Soup Kitchen in Atlanta, a little neighborhood cafe.
Stone Soup closed in August. Co-owner Sarah Rick operated the place under a local landlord who was also a friend. Then that landlord died, and developer Pace's Properties bought the building.
So I was going to work to bring them a business buyer who was interested in signing a lease with them. And they turned that business buyer down. I didn't hear anything from them until I got the eviction notice.
Pace's Properties said in a statement the rent hikes were necessary to pay for needed building improvements. It had no comment on its future plans for the space. Now back to that couple we met walking along the Beltline, Anandi and Tony. There is one store nearby Tony says he's comfortable in.
Kroger. That just seems like a regular store that I don't feel like I'm out of place. I could go there and buy an orange if I want.
Well, not anymore. That infamously named Murder Kroger just closed its doors. It will reopen in 2 years as part of a large-scale office and retail development. Kate Sweeney, WABE News.